The new rules on contraception require that private insurers provide coverage to employees with no out-of-pocket charges. Churches are exempt from the employer mandate, but organizations affiliated with churches, like schools and hospitals, are not. John Hoopscher is executive director of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference. He says they haven't heard from members, but expect to.
I think everyone is concerned about it, and they're troubled. This is a serious violation of our rights of conscience, and I think here in Washington, people are putting their heads together as to the most appropriate way to respond to it and to try to get it overturned.
Supporters of the contraception rules say it's preventive care, a part of what Lon Newman calls the foundation of health reform. Newman is with the Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. He says contraception allows people to have children when they want and when they can afford to do so.
Now, in an economic downturn that we're in right now, it becomes even more critical, and this is borne out by the statistics. The birth rates dropped a little bit because during tough economic times, families have to be able to postpone their childbearing.
The rules for employer insurance will take effect in August. Church-affiliated organizations are getting an additional year to comply. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.